Chapter 6. Klil Philosophy. Exercise 1. Listen to a radio program and complete the summarizing chart about Sigmund Freud's biography. Sigmund Freud was the founder of psychoanalysis. He tried to treat mental illness by focusing on the contents of the mind rather than the workings of the brain. Even if many of Freud's theories are now regarded as outdated, his work is considered a turning point in human civilization. Freud was born in 1856 to a Jewish family in Freiburg, a city now in the Czech Republic, but then part of the Austrian Empire. For a man who wrote so much about the meaning of childhood relationships, it is fascinating to have an insight into Freud's family life. He did not get on well with his father. His half-brothers were considerably older, and his closest childhood companion was his nephew John. The love-hate relationship, such as the one between the young John and Sigmund, is a central part of Freud's theories. In 1873, he started to study medicine at the University of Vienna, and he specialized in the brain. In 1885, he spent a few months in Paris, where he met the neurologist Jean-Martin Charcot. Charcot introduced him to the idea that mentally ill patients might have a problem with their mind rather than their brain functions. Freud's work in psychoanalysis started in the 1900s. It was at that time that he came up with several now well-known concepts, such as the id, the ego, and the superego, as well as Freudian slips, that is, mistakes in speech or writing revealing a person's unconscious wishes. Other important concepts were free association and the Oedipus complex. In 1938, Freud decided to leave Vienna after it was annexed by Nazi Germany. He died the following year in London.